Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. If we just let it be, na 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 na, the world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl, just you and me.
Break it up with Linda Mitchell.
You said it, girl.
Jimmy,
yeah.
The land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate. We give, showing others how to live. We care and share with love all through the land.
Well, good evening out there. It is THINK, Think Thirsty. We have some excitement for you tonight. You know, we do Think Thursday. We do Cross Country Connect from other states. We give you things to think about. But this evening, we're going to give you some information. We're going to go deep. We're going to be talking about energy and what will heal you. We have Stefan coming on with us. Energy healing for the land. Okay? She's coming in. But before we get going, you know, I'd like to say whatever your circumstances, whatever your past, the forces that determine your future are nowhere but within your own heart and mind. It is here that the star of your destiny shines. And I can tell you today, congratulations to the Honorable Jackson, first African-American woman to the Supreme Court, the highest court of the land. Okay? It's the first. What a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful making of history that we are witnessing now. And on that note, we're going to play you something so that you can think about it before the fun comes on. Energy, the lady with the energy to heal you and the land. Let's listen to this just a little bit. Welcome in to Waking Up with Linda McShane.
I was born by the river in a little tent, and oh, just like that river I've been running ever since. It's been a long, long time coming, but I know a change gon' come, oh yes it will. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long,
keeps telling me don't hang around. It's been a long, long time coming, but I know a change is gonna come. Oh, yes, it will.
That's right. A change is gonna come. Today, we witnessed the change has come. Okay, you know, we're all change agents out here, but it's the change makers that make it happen. And then the song say, we don't know what's up there in the sky. Well, this lady that we're going to bring on, she's going to give us some information. Stefan, are you on the air with us with Waking Up with Linda Maxine?
I am, Linda. How are you?
I'm wonderful. We would like to extend.
Yes.
I get this out first. Our appreciation and gratitude to you for coming on to educate us, to care and share with us. We are honored to have you here, your knowledge, your education, and what you are going to leave us to think about when we finish Think Thursday tonight. Welcome in. And on that note, I'm just going to sit back and just let you carry us on the way.
Well, I want to thank you for having me on your show. I am delighted. I am excited. I am just so pleased that all of your listeners want to learn about the planet. And I would like to teach about, I'm going to go over the basics on what the psychology is behind the planet. And if you're not familiar with astrology, I would like everyone to learn this because it will be extremely beneficial in their life. I'm a big believer on knowing your birth chart. So if everyone understands their personal birth chart and when they connect with another, their birth chart, when they have children, understanding their birth chart, that will help everyone to get along, I believe. Because everyone that's on this planet, there's no way that we can all move on the same accord. So we all need to understand everyone's individuality. And that's a big deal because we're all trying to conform to what the other person is doing or how our parents raised us, or which there's nothing wrong with that. But at the same time, we need to honor our individual selves. So before we get started, I would like to clear the air, clear the energy in the air. And everyone that's listening, if you can find a quiet place and sit still, I would just like to play my crystal singing sound bowl for a moment and just clear the energy. I want everyone to think about what they want to release and what they want to gain, whatever that may be. And I would also like to send healing energy rays to each and every one of you. Thank you for listening. Can everyone please close their eyes and be still? Take a deep breath. Inhale deeply and exhale. One more deep breath in and exhale. Meditate on what you want to attract and what you want to release. What you want to heal. How you want to improve. Thank you. I noticed, Linda, that while I was playing, I was going very fast, faster than normal. And I believe that that's because there's a lot of fire in the energy. We have the sun that is in Aries, and I believe that everyone has a lot of anxiety and anxious feelings, feelings of change that they really desperately want to take place in their lives. I believe that people really truly want to heal from all of their pain. We just came out of a pandemic, or we're still in it actually, but at the tail end, and all of the wars that are happening in the world, it just created a lot of anxiety just in faraway lands, but here in the city that we live in. So people have become very on edge and wanting to fight and argue. So we want to remove that energy, and we want to replace that with love and acceptance, loving ourselves, accepting ourselves, no matter what our flaws are, because we are perfect no matter what. We all have things to work on, but we have to always tell ourselves how much we love ourselves, because that's where it will start. So on that note, I would like to talk about the importance of birth charts again. I'm going to go over the all of the planets. I know that we're on a limited time period here, so I would like everyone, if you feel called to write notes, please grab a piece of paper and pen. What I'm going to do is I'm going to go over each planet and tell you what signs they're associated with and what their key words are and what destructive behaviors they have and how, you know, you can work through those. As long as you can see it, you can change it. So I can't teach each individual about their birth chart. I can't break that down. It's very complicated. But what I can do is provide the basics, and then maybe if Linda will have me back, we can do a part two, or we can do a series, and then I can start breaking down what each sign looks like in each planet, and I can break down how each sign in each planet will affect your personal lives, and I can break down the houses, because if you don't know, there are 12 houses, so there are all the planets, and then there are 12 houses, and each one of those houses has a sign and a planet. So hopefully, if you can, pull up your birth chart now. You can just go to any birth chart calculator, and you can look at your personal charts, or you can do it later and just take notes. However you want to do this is completely up to you. And we can just, you know, break down the energy so that everyone has a deeper understanding. I'm going to start with the sun because, you know, since we're earthlings, the sun is closest to us. And so the sun rotates in each sign every 30 days. Give or take 28 to 30 days. And it rules Leo. Okay, the sign of Leo. The sun represents basic character, how you experience life and express your individuality, your power, your vitality, your self-expression, and the desire to create. So as I was saying, the ruler of the sun is Leo. It is exalted, which means exalted is when you have the most power. So if you have a sun that's in Aries, that is the most powerful that the sun can be, which we are in Aries right now. Aries is the first sign of the zodiac wheel, and it is also the infant. It is the beginning of a new chapter, spring, when things bloom, when they grow. And so we're exalted, the sun is exalted in Aries. It is in detriment, which means that it's the least, or not the least, because fall is the least, but it's just not the best energy, I'll just say that. But trust and believe, no matter where your sun is, it's great. No matter where anything is, it's great, because it's who you are. But it's in detriment in Aquarius. And then it's in fall, which is the least most powerful, in Libra. Because Libra is the opposite of Aries. So every sign has its opposite. Aquarius is the opposite of Leo. The color of the sun is gold. And the keywords are masculine, energy, self, ego, confidence, consciousness, creative energy, personal identity, physical vitality, potential, power, recognition, life force. It rules the heart and the spine and the upper back. Also what Leo rules. And it is authority. It is the father. It can be, if it's destructive, it can be arrogant. It can be vain, prideful, overbearing, pompous, extravagant, boastful, and childish. So we want to avoid those destructive ways, those destructive behaviors. Then after the sun comes the moon. The moon rotates around the sun 28 to 30 days. It's the fastest changing planet. It is ruled by Cancer. It is exalted in Taurus, which is great. It's in its detriment in Capricorn, which is the opposite of Cancer, and it's in fall in Scorpio. The emotions of the moon are very deep. It is an emotional planet. It rules intuition, the cycles of a woman. It is a feminine planet. It is the mother. It rules feelings, nurturing, moods, because it's very moody because it changes so often. So that's why people think that Cancerians are extra sensitive or moody. It rules spirituality and reflection, your memory, your heritage, the roots. And Cancerians love food and home. The body parts that Cancers rule are the chest, the breasts, stomach, and diaphragm. The destructive expressions are irrationality, fussiness, moodiness, unreliable, insecurity, oversensitivity. So we want to keep our emotions balanced when we have a strong moon placement. Okay, that's very important. So after the moon comes Mercury. Mercury follows right behind the sun. And Mercury is a very fast-moving planet. It rules Virgo. And it rules Gemini. So if you have a heavy Gemini and Virgo placement, you will think fast. You will have great communication. You will have of a really fast thinking mind and wit. You are rational and you can reason. Your perception is good. It rules the nervous system, speech, and thinking. It also rules travel. Gemini rules short travel. Okay. So anything that we do around the city, around our home, it also rules cars and buses and trains that we take, like subway trains. When you have destruction or destructive expression, you can be slick, nosy, critical, a chatterbox, nervous, opinionated, untrustworthy, and unemotional. It takes 88 days for Mercury to move around the sun. And I miss telling you that it is exalted in Virgo, detriment in Sagittarius, and in fall in Pisces. Gemini rules the arms, the lungs, the hands, and the shoulders, and Virgo rules the abdomen, digestive system, intestines, and spleen. Virgo also rules health. So after Mercury, we have Venus, which follows right behind Mercury, and it takes 225 days for Venus to orbit around the sun. Venus rules Taurus and Libra. It is in detriment in Aries, exalted in Pisces, in fall, Virgo. And the key words for Venus, Taurus, and Libra is adaptation, aesthetics, tastes, happiness, harmony, beauty, money, love, the arts, fashion, charm, relationships, intimacy, pleasure, seduction, self-worth, and sensuality. So if you need to work on any of those, you can always go to your Venus and see what is going on in your Venus that is either hindering you from achieving these qualities or where you are healthy. Right now, Venus is in Pisces, so we are attracting partnerships. And we are attracting partnerships of all kinds. So it could be loving, intimate partnerships. It can be business partnerships. And it could be partnerships between siblings and your parents and your family, whomever you want to show love to and be close to or make things happen with. When you have destructive behavior in Venus, you are self-indulgent, you are emotionally demanding, indecisive, in love with love because that's too much, weak, and you have an imbalance with the love of money. Libra rules the kidneys, skin, lower back, and the buttocks. And Taurus rules the throat, neck, vocal cords, tonsils, and thyroid. So after Venus, we have Mars. It takes 687 days for Mars to orbit the sun. And Mars is a planet of iron. It is ruled by Aries and the ancient ruler of Scorpio. So a couple of these signs have two different planets that rule them. So Scorpio is ruled by Mars, and then it is also ruled by Pluto, which I will get to last. In astrology, we do consider Pluto a planet still and is very prevalent in our birth charts. So back to Mars. In detriment, it is in Libra, which is the opposite of Aries. It is exalted in Capricorn, which is great. And it is in fall in Cancer. The key words for Mars is action, aggression, anger, war, animalistic instincts, passion, very passionate behavior when it comes to connecting with someone. That's all Mars energy. It's actually like Mars and Venus together, which we will have Mars and Venus face-to-face very soon. So get prepared for passionate lovemaking, if you have it in your life. It is masculine. It rules your physical energy and your potency, your rage, your courage, your drive, your willpower. It can be very impatient, and it can be violent. There's a lot of strength there, and you are a natural fighter. A lot of boxers or, you know, UFC fighters, they have a very strong Mars placement. If you're destructive with the energy, you can be restless. You can thoughtless, not caring about the next person. You can be impatient and rude. You can have a use of force and be very argumentative, which, of course, we want to stay away from. And Aries rules the head and the face. Jupiter rules Sagittarius and Pisces. It is exalted in Cancer. It is in detriment in Gemini. It is in fall in Capricorn. It takes 12 years for Jupiter to orbit, and the key words for Jupiter are abundance, aspiration, luck, opportunity, education, higher education, extravagance, faith and spirituality, success, long distance travel. Whenever you see someone who has a very strong Jupiter placement, like Sagittarius, they tend to travel the world, long distance travel, go to faraway lands that the normal person would never accomplish in their lifetime. But if you're a traveler, most likely you have a strong Sagittarius or Jupiter placement. Truth and trust, wealth, wisdom, inflation. It is a planet of abundance, luck, and opportunity. We love Jupiter. It is destructive when you are wasteful, provocative, when you're an extremist, a party animal, too much partying, when you're lazy and hypocritical and overconfident. I don't know if I mentioned, but it does take 12 years to orbit. Sagittarius rules the hips, the thighs, liver, and the sciatic nerve. And after that comes Saturn. Saturn, the planet of discipline. This is, for me personally, a very difficult planet, but, you know, that's something that I have to work toward. I'm not a very disciplined person because in my chart, I'm all water, so I just like to flow. But I could use some more discipline for sure. It rules Capricorn and Aquarius. It is exalted in Libra. It is in detriment in Cancer, and it falls in Aries. The key words for Saturn is ambition, authority figures, old age, patience, mastery, material security, career, conservative, structure, discipline, karma, time, wisdom, work, excellence, man, if you have a strong Capricorn or Saturn placement, you are always striving for excellence, workaholic, constantly working, which is great. But let me add that money is not the highest vibration of this planet. Love is. Destructive when you are cold, when you're cold to others, when you don't care about yourself, even being cold to yourself, when you're fearful, mean, undesirable to be around, uninspired, lack of faith, and you're just all around negative. Capricorn rules the skeletal system, and it takes, yes, Capricorn rules the skeletal system, the teeth, the knees, and the joints. It takes 29 to 30 years to orbit around the sun. After that comes Uranus, planet of futuristic thinking. Boy, that's a great placement to have. It rules Aquarius. It is in detriment in Leo, which is the opposite of Aquarius. It is exalted in Scorpio, and it falls in Taurus. Key words for Uranus is change, breakdown, breakthrough, intuition, detachment. A lot of Aquarians are detached from feelings. I won't say that that's a bad thing, but I'll just say that that's their way. If you have an Aquarius, a Venus in Aquarius, most likely, depending on what the rest of your birth chart looks like, most likely you're not going to be the one to fall in love quick. You're just not. And a lot of people get their hearts broken. They are the genius. They are forward-thinking and futuristic. They're the innovator and the inventor. Technology and science, all Uranus, the higher mind and humanity, they can be very impatient. They are individuals. They are non-conforming. They are rebellious. They create change. It is a great rebelliousness to have. Whenever you see people out there protesting and standing up for humanity, which is another Aquarius/Uranus word, humanity. When you see people out there protesting for change, that is Uranus and Aquarius energy. They are unorthodox. They think outside the box. They are truthful. Oh, they'll tell you just like it is. And they create sudden change, movement, social awareness. The destructive behaviors are dangerous, detached, unemotional, extremist, antisocial, and dramatic. Aquarius rules the calves, the ankles, the shins, and the circulatory system. It takes 84 years for Uranus to transit. Following Uranus is Neptune. Neptune, the planet of dreams and intuition. It's ruled by Pisces. Pisces is also ruled by Jupiter, but Jupiter is the ancient ruler of Pisces. It is exalted in Leo. It is in detriment in Virgo and fall in Aquarius. The key words for Neptune is inspiration. Dreams, the dream realm, fantasy, elusive, fascination, glamour, illusions, guilt, a savior complex, self-sacrifice, transcendence, uncertainty, unknown, romantic love, sacrifice, mysticism, oneness, sensitivity, spiritual values, They are visionaries. If you have destructive behavior in Neptune, you are highly addicted to whatever it may be. It could be drugs. It could be alcohol. It could be sex. It could be addicted to self. Any type of addiction. Anxiety, confusion, deception, cloudiness, an unclear mind, madness, the martyr complex, perverse, unstable, delusional, mental illness, deceptive, and it can create liars. Tune has a supersonic ice phases and highly magnetic fields. Pisces rules the feet, toes, lymphatic system, and it takes 165 years to orbit around the sun. And lastly, we have Pluto, the planet of birth, death, and rebirth. Pluto is ruled by Scorpio. It is in detriment in Taurus. It is exalted, and the fall are both not assigned. When you are a Plutarian, you have the courage to face the darkness, the courage to face your shadow side, to go deep within, deal with childhood trauma, to transform that childhood trauma into strength, into a high self-awareness and self-confidence. It is transformative. It is powerful. It is magnetic. It rules magic, obsession, power, regenerative energy, renewal, sex, and being sexy. It rules taboos and the underworld. It rules your hidden gifts and talents and your higher, it is a higher octave of Mars. It is a very intense planet. It rules the unconscious mind and your survival instincts, your inner resources, your charisma. The destructive behaviors are enforced change, violence, destruction, avoidance of self, not wanting to take responsibility for your actions. You have a power complex. You have domination over others, vicious, black magic, serial killers, demonic possession. It takes 248 years to transit around the sun, and Scorpio rules the reproductive system, sexual organs, genitals, your nose, the blood, and your bowels. So that's what I have today to break down the basics. Linda, are you there? Is she not there? Okay.
Yes, I am here. I've been writing and smiling and highlighting over here because things that we have gone through, you know, this is all like I tell everybody I want to learn about this because the alignment of those stars up there means something, okay? And we're all a part of this. And the way you're breaking it down, you know, like it's very, very important for people to know where they are. Now, my question to you, Stefan, you know, you're talking about all these Venus, 225 years to orbit, Mars, 620 years to orbit. Now, what this rotation, that means that no matter what, these things are out there. Some are moving fast and some are moving slow, like Jupiter, 12 years.
Yes.
So when you... when you, how can I say it? I know it takes lessons. I know it takes education. But when you say Leo's and Jupiter or the sun, is how does that break down? I'm still trying to learn about me because I'm telling you, I'm a complex individual here, and I want to know what's making me picking everybody up around me, okay? But I know this is serious business because we're part of the universe, and it's energy, and we're all energy, so that's why I wanted you to come on and give some people some things to think about. They just think they just mad because they mad. No, you're not just mad because you're mad. it's the alignment of those stars up there. It's what's going on up in the sky, okay?
Yeah.
So this is, when you say orbiting, like which one? I mean, I'm highlighting here. Mars, 620 mm-hmm. years. That means it's moving real for a long time out there. So everything is in Mars, right? I'm trying to learn. I know, but I'm not. But I'm looking at all this rotation time.
Mars takes 687 days.
Yes.
So let's be clear on that. Not years.
Okay.
Yes, days.
Got you. Okay.
But you're correct on Jupiter does take 12 years. I'm sorry?
Okay, Jupiter. That's why I saw that year, 12 years for Jupiter. And, you know, it's like, and what about Saturn? Now, is that years? That's years for Saturn, 29 to 30, right?
That's correct,
this rotation is happening no matter what time it falls. These heavy hitters are moving out there. We're always in one of those, right? We're in and out. That's
why.
What I'm trying to.
Okay, so this is the reason why birth charts are so important. Because where the planets are aligned at the time that you're born, unfortunately, not everyone knows what time they're born. Not everyone knows because they might be born in other countries. America has done a great job at keeping track of those, of what time you're born, if you're born in the hospital. If you have a home birth, hopefully it will be up to the parents to keep track of what time they're born, what time their child is born. Mm-hmm. And it is really important because when you know what time you're born, there's more to birth charts than the planet. There's your ascendant, your descendant, your femum coeli, your midheaven, which I have to break that down to you, all of that. There is your ascendant that every hour the ascendant changes. I'll use myself as an example. I'm a Cancer sun, so I was born in Cancer season. And then my ascendant, which is my rising sign, is also in Cancer. And then where the moon was, the moon when I was born was in the sign of Scorpio.
Okay.
And then in Mercury, where Mercury was positioned for my personal birth chart, Mercury was in Cancer. So there goes another Cancer placement. So now that's three placements that I have that are in Cancer. Because if you know me, you'll know that I feel. My word is I feel. That's my affirmation. A lot of people will say, oh, my goodness, Cancers are so sensitive. And, you know, Cancers get a bad rap because, you know, we feel too deeply. And, oh, my God, we're all about emotions because we're ruled by the moon, because the moon rules Cancer. But I see it as feel beautiful being a Cancer because I am able to feel. I connect with my emotions. I can get down deep because I have a Scorpio moon, which is the underworld, which causes me to work on my shadow side.
Mm.
You see, all of these placements are going to mean something to you as an individual.
Yes. Well,
so Venus was in Virgo. So my Venus is not in a strong placement. It's in detriment. But even though it's in detriment, I look at myself as, because I love myself unconditionally no matter what. That is the key. No matter where your signs are, or no matter where the planets are placed and what signs they're placed in, you love yourself unconditionally. It doesn't matter. But
right.
Venus and Virgo can be very picky as far as relationships are concerned. I can just not like everybody that I meet. I mean, that's why I'm single. I've never been married, you know. But I also don't allow myself to go through a lot of nonsense because it is in Virgo. I am very, see, Virgo rules the mind. Virgo also rules OCD. Virgo is a very, it's ruled by Mercury. So it is a very fast pace. It rules health. So I look at these things like I take really great care of myself daily.
Right.
My daily habits. I wake up in the morning. I take my Irish sea moss, which my great friend Ishmael, hopefully he's listening. He provides me with the best Irish sea moss that he makes. And I take a spoonful every day, and I contribute that to me taking care of my body so that I'm able to function in the world so that I can stay healthy. I contribute that to me having my Venus, because that's what the planet of love, my self-love, the love for me, the love for my household, the love for others. And I see that as loving myself when I take care of myself. I make my little drink, my juice in the morning with my moringa powder, and and I'm into herbs because that's Virgo energy. So if you know how you move about in the world, like there are people that get very angry so fast. Okay, let's talk about that, especially right now, because right now we are in Aries season. Aries is the first sign of the zodiac. And so the sun is in Aries right now. And today, the moon is very fast, right? So every 2 days, the moon changes sign. So today, the moon is in Cancer. Well, Cancers and Aries aren't the best of friends. I mean, yes, they are, depending on everybody's birth chart. But typically, Aries don't really want to deal with emotions. If they do, there are different type of emotions. Cancer wants to go deep and be loving and sensual and sexual and want to love everyone and send everyone hugs and kisses and be all about that, peace and love. And then Aries, they are headstrong. So their emotions, because they're still emotions, might be of war and anger and fighting and argumentative. Not to say that all Aries are that way, because again, it depends on your birth chart. But
everything,
when you have
to
a Cancer,
cut you off. Not to cut you off, but I'm looking at the time here, and what I want you to come back. We want to do series. That's something that I'll speak with you about. So, can we perhaps, on the next turn or whatever we decide on, you just break that. You know, it's kind of hard without the torch. How would one contact you? Now, you do this. This is what you do. Is there a way that someone can contact you? Give us that information. And what I'm going to ask you to do, Stefan, the energy healing the land, is to set up something where we can continue this with a series, but briefly give us a way that someone can contact you.
Session. I have been a hairstylist and a makeup artist for 12 years. And
okay.
I have an Instagram page. I'm a creative, and I have an Instagram page that you can reach me on at Stefan Salon, which is STEFFANSALON, one word.
Okay.
And you can DM me there, or I just started a crystal business, which I am getting my crystal necklaces off the ground. So I created another Instagram page, which is at Stefan Stone. S-T-E-F-F-A-N-S-S-T-E-F-F-A-N-S-T-O-N-E-S. So
okay.
Those are great ways to, you know, creep into my DM. No.
Well, I want you to come back, and it's up to you with your scheduling, how you would like to do it. But we need more education about this. We don't know what's going on in the sky, but we need to know what's going on in the sky. I've always been into astrology, very not heavy. I want to learn, and in astronomy, everything that's dealing with what the unknown, as people would say, even though we know it, we just don't know how to tap into it. But it is out there for a reason, and we're all a blend and a connection. And like you say, when you understand you and love yourself, it helps you understand and love others, okay? And since this is a two-way street, we're not out here by ourselves, it is very important. So we're going to say to you, Stefan, I call you the Lady of Energy Healing the Land, because we all are part of this land here. And on this thing Thursday, I hope that I know that we have given the listeners something to really think about. So those of you who don't know, you know your birth date, you need to find out that time. That's very important. And then once you
and
have that information.
The birth
and
date,
the place.
The birth time and the birthplace. Those three keys are very important for you.
Place.
And if you need help breaking down, yes, the birth time, the birthplace, and your birthday, of course.
Yes.
If you need help breaking down your personal individual birth charts, you can contact me at Stefan Salon or at Stefan Stones, and we can go from there.
And I know that there's going to be some events coming up. Stefan, we love you. This has been so exciting
Thank
for
you.
Me. And, like, you know,
Thank
you played
so
that shot, that crystal ball for me. And when you listen to it very closely, it talks to you. And you know what I heard. So we'll share that later when we bring it into fruition.
But
it is coming. But I'd like to say that we are so happy that you wanted to come on and educate us about this, because we're about community unification and education.
Yes.
But I tell everyone, unification starts from within. You have to unify yourself first, and the best thing to do that is know as much about you as you can possibly find out, and that helps you get
That's
along.
Where it
starts. It's better to know you than to let someone tell you who you are. And once
Nobody
that comes
can
in,
tell
and
tell you who you are.
No, they can't. They cannot.
No.
But Stefan, we're going to cut out. We're going to say good evening. This is Think Thursday, listeners. This is Stefan, the energy healing the land. Now, you can contact her at her Instagram at Stefan Salon, and that's STEFFANSALON, or at Stefan Stones, because she makes beautiful jewelry, loving jewelry. Once you get a whiff of that, you're going to have that placement, because all of this goes together. And on that note, we're going to say, listen.
Earth energy, those crystals.
Totally.
You need the crystals in your life.
Say,
you need your crystals.
You need the crystals that keeps you smiling, that keeps you digging. You know, we do everything over here.
Keeps you healthy.
We're about sharing and caring. And we are so glad that you took out the time to come on with us. And on that note, I'm going to check out. We're going to play you the song. Listeners, listen to this. Think about this very closely. Think Thursday, and we'll be back on Find It Out Friday tomorrow with Tiffany Witt and I see it. I strategize. I change it, and I complete it. Stefan, thank you, thank you, thank you. Have a lovely
thank
evening.
Thank you, Linda.
Thank
you,
everyone. Listen to the song, people. Listen, listen. Have a great evening.
Oh, my mama told me, cause she said she learned the hard way, Say she wanna spare the children. She say don't give a say your soul away, cause all that you have is your soul. Don't be tempted by the shiny apple. Don't you eat of a bitter fruit. Hunger only for a taste of justice. Hunger only for the truth. Because all that you have is your soul. I was a pretty young girl once. I had dreams, I had high hopes. Married a man, he stole my heart away. Gave his love, but what a high price to pay. And all that you have is your soul. Don't be tempted by the shiny apple. Don't you eat of a bitter fruit. Hunger only for a taste of justice. Hunger only for a world of truth. Cause all that you have is your soul. Why was I such a young fool? Thought I'd make history, making babies was the best I could do. Thought I made something could be mine forever. Thought of the hard way when can't possess another. And all that you have is your soul. Don't be tempted by the shiny apple. Don't you eat of a bitter fruit. Hunger only for a taste of justice. Hunger only for a world of truth. Cause all that you have is your soul. I thought I could find a way. See the system, make a deal and have no debt to pay. Take it all, I take it all, how to run away. Leave myself first class and first rate. All that you have is your soul. Don't be tempted by the shiny apple. Don't you eat of a bitter fruit. Hunger only for a taste of justice. Hunger only for a world of truth. Cause all that you have is your soul.
Breaking up with Linda,
Miss
Sherry Care.
Yeah. Ooh. We share and care with love all through the land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate.
All through the land.
We give, showing others how to live.